Good afternoon and welcome to The Record for this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Marcy Silman. As you may have heard already, earlier today, President Obama sent a letter to Congress. The president wants formal authorization to use military force against ISIS. The president is scheduled to address the nation at 12:30 Pacific time today. We're going to bring you that speech live as soon as it begins. Washington's congressional delegation had mixed reactions to the president's written request. Ross Reynolds spoke with Seattle Democrat Jim McDermott. The president wants Congress to approve a limited 3-year military authorization, but McDermott worries U.S. involvement could go on indefinitely, and he says the proposed language in this resolution is not clear enough.
One of the problems when you have a law like this, is that you need to talk about what each of the words means so that we understand what we're buying.
Is this an up or down vote? Do you approve his wording, or can you modify the wording?
I would have to have some modification, I think, or some clarification language before I would be willing to go for it.
So it sounds like with some modification, you could go for it.
I think I would be leaning against it because I don't think they're going to clarify it in a direction that I think makes sense. The biggest problem, Ross, is there are no goals in here as to what it actually is we want to accomplish. How will we know when the war on terror ends? That's what we got ourselves into in 2001, where we said we declared war on terror. Well, what is terror? Who defines terror? When is it that the United States should step in militarily, and when should it not? This is a real quagmire, and I'm reluctant to put, I got 155 faces on the wall of people from the state of Washington who died in this war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'm not eager to put any more faces up on that wall.
7th District Democrat Jim McDermott, he represents Seattle. Another Washington Democrat, Adam Smith, does support military authorization. We've got calls in to other members of Congress from Washington State to see how they plan to vote. Once again, you will hear President Obama talk about the resolution. The speech is scheduled to start at 12:30 on KUOW. We've been gathering your thoughts on what the U.S. should do about ISIS. Here's what some of you told us.
If I were a sane, decent human being, I would stop voting to allow pointless wars or any wars to go on all the time.
I believe we should ramp up the military-industrial complex, bomb ISIS into the Stone Age, and give 24 hours notice for evacuating men, women, and children who are non-combatant, and then just obliterate them from the face of the earth.
Views from a couple of our listeners. Rayal Haji Boudri is the director of the Kurdish Human Rights Watch in Kent. He says he's glad to hear the president wants to take action, but he believes airstrikes alone will not eliminate ISIS. He says Kurds fighting ISIS need better weapons and support.
My relative in the front line, that's what it says when car come to us, and want to, like, a suicide inside, they want to bump himself on us, except we don't have anything to stop him. We have RPG, and most of the time it's not stopping them because they are armed.
Rayal Haji Boudri is director of the Kurdish Human Rights Watch in Kent. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.